All right, welcome to the Be a Good Dude podcast, and since this is the first episode, I'm just going to introduce myself. My name is Micah, and kind of talk about what we're about. As the name suggests, this podcast is surrounded around being a good dude, why that's important, and what it means to be a good dude. I'm going to use that interchangeably with being a good man, being manly, manly qualities, because I think really, a lot of what it means to be a man is just summed up with being a good dude. So, getting right into it, a little bit about myself. I'm a father of four. I've been with my wife now for a number of years, and it's been kind of a rough start, like most young men, you know. Struggled with finances, struggled with alcohol for a long time, smoked for 10 years, made terrible choices. Struggled with immaturity, as most young men do. Got married at 19, which was really stupid. But unfortunately, that marriage ended in divorce. Kind of fortunately, though, looking back. I'm sure we'll get into that at some point. But yeah, just kind of where I'm at now. And I don't have things figured out completely. But looking back at where I was and where I am and where I want to go, it kind of... in this process, seeing what there is out there about the subject, because, you know, as I'm trying to develop myself, I'm looking at resources and talking to people and looking online, YouTube, podcast about, you know, what does it mean to be a man? What do I need to do to better myself? And I just think a lot of these people that are subject matter experts miss the mark in a lot of ways. So I just want to talk about how I define being a good dude and being a man. And I've got a list of six things that I think are super important tenets. Number one is self-mastery. So I think before you can be good at any of the other five things I'm going to talk about, it's going to be self-mastery. And a lot of these other guys cover this, but I kind of look at it, I think, in a different way. But yeah, self-mastery, basically, as I see it, it's just being self-critical, taking stock of what you're good at, what you're bad at, always trying to improve. I think one of the things that's missed a lot is humility, being honest, and discipline. So I think a lot of these guys get it right. Where they miss the mark is humility. I think that's more important than people give it credit for. Number two, if this applies to you, I think being a good husband. So first and foremost to that, I think, is going to be loyalty. Obviously, you want a committed relationship. You want some love in there. I think being healthy, you owe it to your spouse to be healthy and live a long life. Financial responsibility and being responsible and mature with how you spend your money. And providing along with that. So I'm sure I missed some things there, but just... and a lot of marriage is just... gritting your teeth and sticking it out, fighting it out. So I'm sure we'll talk about that more. And then number three, being a good dad. So the reason why I put being a good dad behind being a good husband is because most of the time you're going to be a husband first and then a father later. That's not always the case, and that's fine. But I think it's very hard to be a good dad if you're not in a good marriage, i.e. being a good husband. Those two are not... obviously, it's not guaranteed if you're a good husband to be in a good marriage, but I think it's hard to be a good dad without being a good husband. So going into that again, your health. If you're not living a long, healthy life to see it through with your kids, I think you're doing them a disservice. You definitely need to provide for them, being dependable, being an example for them. Being present, I think, is not emphasized enough. That's where I think a lot of these other guys miss the mark, being present. And that doesn't just mean the time that you do spend being quality time. That means making the time for them. But being a mentor, coach, and a teacher for them, loving them, and protecting them, which is another thing that I think gets kind of lost in the weeds. So I'm listening to some of these dudes trying to figure out how to improve my life. I'm hearing about how I should learn jiu-jitsu. So... all right. Being a protector is important, but I think your kids are more likely to suffer from you not being around than you needing to do jiu-jitsu to protect them. But that's, we'll get into that. I think also number four, being a good friend. So being available to them, being that positive influence on them, not being jealous of them, helping achieve their goals, just normal adult things. So yes, being a good friend, very important if you're going to be a positive influence and help others in their life. Number five, and this a lot of this goes right back into the stuff I've already talked to, being a leader. So first and foremost, knowing when to lead, when to follow. I don't think this gets brought up enough. If I am going into a completely new job field, a new environment, and I'm that alpha male kind of guy, and I'm starting out something that I don't know anything about, I don't know, man, maybe take a step back and follow for a little bit. Everyone knows that guy that knows everything about everything. It's super annoying. It's not productive. Doesn't make you influence people. It kind of just makes you a dick. But part of being a leader, doing good for others, influencing them, being an example, and it makes you more productive when you are a good leader. So I think that's super important for being a good dude. And then another 10, it's last, but it kind of goes back into all of the rest of them, just like the last one, helping others. So mentoring people, you know, if your own children, but also like people around you that are trying to achieve kind of the same things that you have, or they've fallen into the same stuff, and helping people through difficult times in their life, being a mentor, super important, super rewarding, seeking out opportunities to help others grow. So that's kind of one of the things that my wife and I'm obviously, like, I haven't started my own nonprofit, but thinking for a long time, like, what can we do to help people? She has a heart for children in foster care, so we're trying to get ourselves set up right now for that. But yeah, seeking out opportunities to help others. And then obviously charitable giving, all is important, goes into being a good dude. All right, so that list is not exhaustive. It's not everything, and a lot of it is super dependent on where you are in your life. That's a good list for where I am in my life. I'm married, I've got kids, but if you're like a single 16-year-old or a husband with no kids, a lot of that's not going to apply to you, and you should divert your focus elsewhere from being a good husband if you're a 16-year-old. But for where I'm at in my life, that's a good list for me. I think no matter what, though, one thing that doesn't get stressed enough, there's a few good, I really like John Lovell's stuff over at Warrior Poet Society. I think he was a lot of the influence on me when I first started thinking in this direction, probably about 3 years ago. I started watching his stuff, and it really turned me in this direction and did a lot of good for me. But duality, depth of character and personality, it's not just about running and gunning and chopping wood with your bare hands and whiskey. Like I think a lot of being a man and the dude is like knowing how to cook so you can feed your family, playing Barbies with your daughter, you know, showing her that love and that care. And that's going to, you know, when you have well emotionally developed and emotionally mature children, particularly women that grow into young adults, that will help protect them in the long run from, I don't know, maybe your daughter will be less likely to run off with that guy that's going to beat her because she's got a little bit of self-worth. But yeah, duality, you know, it's not all about this Jocko Willink-like personality. Although I'm sure he's a great dude. I'm not super interested in that. It seems very one-dimensional to me. But and the other thing I think that they get wrong, I see they, just like people in general that are interested in the subject of masculinity, the motivation behind wanting to be, you know, this manly man, I think is, it just comes from the wrong place. It comes from a desire to be, like, successful and your fulfillment coming from that, whether it's, you know, being this hyper-tough dude or if, you know, being uber successful in your field, financially successful, developing yourself so you have all these skills, and, you know, to what end and at what cost. My motivation for wanting to be a better man is, number one, fueled by wanting to be a good father so I can raise good capable people so that they can raise good capable people, and it's almost like the effects multiply themselves. It's proven, I think it's pretty well proven that some of the biggest drains on society are these bad parents that raise bad kids, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And Jordan Peterson had a guy on that had done an exhaustive study that the number one thing you can do to lift a community out of despair is to help single mothers out because they raise terrible kids. So yeah, I mean, that's my number one concern, my kids, my family, my, you know, being a good father. That to me is what drives me, instead of financial success, instead of, you know, personal glory. Back to the protecting thing. That's one of the things that I see these hyper masculine, or at least like this culture of people that are interested in being masculine. Again, I was listening to one guy that was suggesting that every man should pick things up and put them down and run and jump and hike. And yeah, being physically fit is important. And no one's going to deny that. Like, if you want to live a long, healthy life and be happy in the long run, I think physical health is a super important part of that. And as far as being a protector, you know, I'm interested in martial arts. I wrestled for a long time. I did martial arts for my, you know, as part of my job for almost a decade. I carry a gun everywhere I go, and I train with it. But I'm also acutely aware of the fact that a much greater risk to my children is probably suicide, falling victim to drugs. 1 in 6 women is raped in their lifetime. You know, I'd rather spend time teaching my daughter a little bit of self-esteem, maybe teach her some self-defense, teach her some decision-making. Also paying attention to my kids and make sure I'm giving them what they need. Suicide rates in kids 10 to 24 have risen 60% between 2007 and 2018. That's 10.7 per 100,000. Also, 3.2 million adolescents between the ages of 12 and 17 have had a major depressive episode. So I think more important than training with your Glock, maybe, just by the numbers, is, you know, teaching your kids self-defense, how to protect themselves, some self-esteem, giving them the love they need. And maybe if you think that jiu-jitsu is more important, you might just live in a testosterone-fueled fairy tale. That's just my opinion. It should make the list of any manly skills, which I listened to several preparing for this, skills every man should know, skills every man should master, and never once did they mention, you know, teaching your kids how to take care of themselves, and I think that's kind of sad. Another thing that annoys me is like this pseudo-manly, don't touch my grill, I swill beer and watch football on the weekend, and that's what makes me manly. You know, I grunt at my kids and make my kids bring me a beer. And like my claim to manliness is being fat with a dad bod, watching sports. I don't know. To me, that's okay. If that's your thing, that's definitely not, in my opinion, definitely not manly on either side of the aisle. Either the, you know, taking care of what's yours or taking care of yourself. So yeah, the pseudo-manly, but also like the beard bros that whine about safe spaces and participation trophies, which, I have a wide variety of people that I interact with, and the only ones that I hear, by the way, complaining about safe spaces and participation trophies and snowflakes is those beard bros that I'm talking about. Nobody else mentions that stuff. I don't know, maybe it's like a straw man that they've built. But yeah, so that's kind of just like the ins and outs of what I'm interested in and what I think that this podcast is going to be centered around. Let me know what you think, and hopefully this can foster some good open discussion. And I'm open to the possibility that I'm wrong, but you know, as I go through this is, and I'm watching this other stuff and thinking my way through this, it's helping me develop my own opinion, and it's developed me. There's some good stuff that they've got out there too. I don't disagree with everything that I'm seeing as I'm searching Google and looking at YouTube, and like I said, people like John Lovell and Jordan Peterson are excellent resources for, you know, inspiration about how you can improve yourself. But I also think that the culture surrounding manliness on both extremes, either manliness is awful or manliness is being Jocko Willink. Both of them get it wrong. So this is just my opinion. I guess I'm somewhere in the middle. But anyway, be a good dude and catch you later.